Blog Talk Radio.
Yep, yeah, yo. Fuck every place, man, me start so familiar.
Yeah, dear Father, I pray you help me get through to the finish line. Yeah, let's go.
Hit the red, one for the sweet man. Get to the rich and white man. I put a full man survive when it's sweet man. Just with them all of the look man. That's why, man, I run, run, run. Run, run, run. Run, run, run.
Yeah, I'm living my life and I'm loving my God. I'm still in the race, still going ahead. I'm positive, I will survive. My grandma gave me some of the vibes. Brady's not only for the wise, and anyone can get the shine. But tell me, how's a poor man gonna get bread for his family? Just to feed his family. He can get a job, but he still got family. That means that his family's a poor family. Ha, I heard them say, survivors for the fetus. But I seen strong men die, blown by the wind. Never again to be seen. And the only thing left is the memory. Reason to sing, but that's the point that I'm trying to make. We all have equal opportunities in life, but what you do with them determines your success, determines your next step, and your very next step.
It's serious, but for the sweet man, get to the rich and white man. I put a full man survive for the sweet man, just with them all of the look man. That's why, man, I run, 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 run.
Take make up a number, me dear, so me not waste them. Care for me friends, so me not lose them. Learn of the love, you believe with him, it's not me heart. Then, Father, show me up the walk and relate with the diligence. If I tell it, come back with the greediness. With some understanding, I believe me, we're with darkness. Yes, sunshine bright for me, darkness back on me. This red talk to me, red falls up on me. It's dark, so me follow, I'm here, yes, I'm here. Jesus, the rock, I'm here, yes, I'm here. My life for me, prosperity for me, fear for me, just speak flat to me. It's like some me call the one me dear, yes, I'm here. Jesus, the road, come me dear, yes, I'm here.
Hit the rest, one for the sweet man, get to the rich and white man. I put a full man survive for the sweet man, just with them all of the look man. That's why, man, I run, 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 run.
When you grow up in the projects, the rich man put a label on you and call you poor. That's the way of life, but I refuse to conform. I'd rather take my chances and aim for the top. We all wear bone and wind, black, white, Chinese, Asian, poor or rich. We all on the same path of life with equal chances. Wise man say he can make all handsome. Remember that God made all man equal. Each individual, chances are equal. It doesn't matter whether you are weak or strong. You can go all the way from the bottom to the top.
But for the sweet man, get to the rich and white man. I put a full man survive for the sweet man. Just see them all of the look man. That's why, man, I run, run, run. Run, run, run. Run, run, run. Run, run, run. But for the sweet man, get to the rich and white man. I put a full man survive for the sweet man. Just see them all of the look man. That's man, I run, run, run.
We thank you all for tuning in to the Angels of Melody International Radio Show with your host, Angel on Deck. And we're just so grateful that you all are listening in right now. We are live here at Charles H. Wright Museum. And right along me is my dear sister, Taylor Brown. A lot of you know her, of TBE Promotions and Entertainment. And also we have special guests, Tyrone and Ngia. Ngia, y'all know I'm bad with names, but we got that right. And at the very beginning, you heard Philip, a gospel recording artist there in Uganda, in the song Run Run featuring Straight Eloquent. We want to give a shout out to all of Africa on today that is listening in. We thank God for all of Nigeria, all of Ghana, all of Togo that's listening in. Also, we want to give a shout out to Zimbabwe, Malawi, Uganda, Kenya, Cameroon, Liberia, Ethiopia, all over in Africa from A to Z. We want to say God bless to you today. And also here in the USA, every city and state listening in, God bless you. Also in Italy, those in the UK, those in Hong Kong, in China, Croatia, Serbia, there in Trinidad, Tobago, Barbados, all in the Caribbean and Jamaica, also in Switzerland, also in Brazil and Mexico. We just want to say hello and happy Saturday to you. So right now what we're going to do is I'm going to turn you over to my sister here, Taylor Brown, and we're going to let her have some words. And right after that, we're going to go to our guests, Tyrone and Gia, to let you know what's going on down here today at the Charles H. Wright Museum.
Hello, world. We thank you for listening in live at Charles H. Wright Museum. This is Taylor Brown. We're here again with Tyrone and NG, who's heading the Charles H. Wright Museum along with African World Festival. We have that here every single year, and it is a blast every year. We have entertainment. We have also live entertainment here, and African artists are here too as well. I'm going to give you the microphone back to Angel of Melody Radio.
All right, so you heard it. So first we're going to go to Tyrone and have him introduce himself and talk about what's going on down here today and just explain to you what the Charles H. Wright Museum is all about.
Thank you, Angel, and hello, world. This is Tyrone Davenport, Chief Operating Officer at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History, the largest institution in the world dedicated to preserving and educating the public on the history and culture of African Americans. Today, we are experiencing our 31st annual African World Festival, where we are celebrating the African diaspora around the world, as well as African Americans in the United States. And as Angel indicated, it encompasses music, vendors, all kinds of activities that Ingea can look, give you more information about. But as Angel said, we're having a blast here. People of all ethnicities are experiencing the AWF. And, again, we're just having a wonderful time. So now I'm going to turn you over to Ingea Kai, who actually is responsible for overseeing the African World Festival.
Peace. Thank you, Tyrone. And I'm grateful to be here today to invite all of you to make sure that you're here next year for the 32nd annual African World Festival here in Detroit on the grounds of the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History. We are always the third weekend of August, and it is a free event. We want you to make it your destination to come and join in with the African World celebration that happens over the three-day weekend. We feature drum and dance. We have art. We have over 125 vendors. We have a food court. We have a gigantic major stage that presents all types of performances representing African and African-American culture, the culture of the people of the Caribbean, the culture of people from South America, all the places where we find ourselves. We invite those cultures to come and share with us as part of the African World Festival. We are today experiencing just fantastic weather. It couldn't be better. It's nice and sunny and good and hot during the day, and then it cools off real nice in the evening. We even added this year a after party yesterday evening from 10:30 till 12:30. We enjoyed a sabah party with brothers from Senegal who came and played the music, and the full community of people representing so many different cultures of the African world joined in to the dance, and it was just supreme. The sense of community, the sense of family, the sense of unity is wonderful to experience with so many people, so many different people, in such a lovely setting as the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History here in Detroit, Michigan. And we're grateful to be able to speak to you today, to invite you to come, and we encourage you to Google us up, look at the WrightMuseum.org, that's W-R-I-G-H-T, the Wright.org, and you will land on the museum's main page and just click African World Festival, where you can learn a lot about us. Call us, email us. We're happy to give you information. We want to see you here in Detroit next year. Thank you, Angel.
And if you're on Twitter or any of those other social medias, use the hashtag AWF31, and you can follow us live relative to what we're doing. And I should add, too, that this weekend we're celebrating the African World Festival. But the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History celebrates African American and African culture 365 days a year. We've got some great exhibitions and programs. In fact, we just opened an exhibition on Africa in Brazil. It's a fantastic exhibition. It focuses on Bahia and the culture of Bahia. And so, again, if you're ever in the area of Detroit, the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History is a must visit.
All right. Now, what I want to ask you, Tyrone, and Angia, going with Tyrone, going with you first, what do you look forward to happening here as of next year?
Well, really, as it relates to the African World Festival, just bigger and better. We brought it to the museum's grounds last year, and the community responded that they were extremely pleased with that move because it brought a sense of community to the festival. This year, people have been saying it's better than last year. So, again, it's our expectation that 2014 will be better than 2013.
Angel, actually, we are building because in 2015, we will celebrate the Charles Wright Museum's 50th anniversary. And the Wright Museum at present is the largest facility in the entire world that's dedicated to the history and culture of African American people. So we are excited about building towards this 2015. So we do expect in 2014 to add some additional features, to expand our layout as we prepare to take over Midtown Detroit in 2015, celebrating 50 years of the continual presence and impact of an institution as magnificent as the Wright Museum.
This is Taylor Brown. I also wanted to add that Charles H. Wright Museum has a large educational area. It's so beautiful and so filled with many things for children to do as well. Here's Angel.
All right. Well, I also have to say it's a beautiful museum. I've done like radio shows here a couple of years ago along with Comcast. And so it's very beautiful. You have to come and just see it for yourself. Beautiful pictures, beautiful people, great and awesome atmosphere. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back with our guests. Right now we're going to go to Adora. We thank God for Adora, originally from Nigeria, but she resides here in Michigan. And we're going to play a song called Papa, and we will be right back.
When I call you Papa, you hear my cry. When I call you Papa, oh, you wipe my tears. When I call you Papa, oh, you rescue me. You heal my hurt. I know it's done. When I call you Papa, you hear my cry. When I call you Papa, oh, 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 you wipe my tears. Papa. You rise in glory. You stretch your arm in compassion. When I call you Papa, oh, you get a cup to collect my tears.
All right, so you heard it, Pop-Pop. That was Pop-Pop by Adora. And we want to give a shout-out to her and her family on today. God bless you. Right now, you are still tuned in to the Angels of Melody International with your host, Angel and Deck, live right here at the Charles H. Wright Museum here in Detroit, Michigan. And so right now, we're going to have, you heard the great interview of our sister and brother here, and they told you everything about the Charles H. Wright Museum, and right now we're going to have some ending remarks with Tyrone and NG right now.
Thank you, Angel. I don't want to be redundant, but we're having a ball down here, and if you're not here, you're missing it. But you do have an opportunity to be here next year. And as I said earlier, we're here 365 days a year. And if you just can't make it in August, come by anyway, because we celebrate Black History here every day.
We appreciate the Charles Wright Museum and what it means to Detroit and the world to have an institution of this magnitude to send positive messages about who we are, to teach us about where we've come from, and to support us into making steps into a bigger and brighter future. We are grateful for Tyrone Davenport as COO and Juanita Moore as the CEO here at the museum, who, I mean, they carry a big load on their shoulders to make sure that this institution continues to move forward. So we're grateful for them, and then, of course, we're grateful that each August, the third weekend of August, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we are able to celebrate the annual African World Festival, and that the museum continues to see the importance of bringing our community together, those of us who are local and those of us who come from all over the world, to join together, to hug and eat together, to enjoy the music together, and to reaffirm that we as a people not only intend to survive, but we are moving forward, making great steps towards the future. So we do invite you, those who are in the local area, to come on down. The festival runs each day, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. That's today, Saturday, and Sunday, tomorrow. And the festival is free. There is no admission. And while you're here, you're able to visit the beautiful venue of the museum. So please come on down, and we'll look forward to making friends with you. Let us know that you heard us on Angel's show, and we will definitely let her know that her friends and fans have come through. So thank you, Angel, and thank you, Taylor, for this great opportunity. We appreciate your support for this event.
All right, so y'all heard it. We're going to have Taylor have the last remark, and then we're going to end it out with Prince K of Nigeria in Draw Me Close.
We want to thank you all for listening in all over the world. We're saying thank you to Nadia and Tyrone and Angels of Melody Radio. This is Taylor, TBE Promotions and Entertainment, and we're signing out at Charles H. Wright Museum, Detroit.
All right. God bless you, Africa, all around the world, nations to nations. God bless you. Have a blessed night, morning, whatever time it is, your way in your country. We're going to end it off here with Prince K and Draw Me Close. God bless.